This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Parliament has passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024 with Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed it in December last year. It aims to enhance disaster preparedness, response and recovery across the country. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intends to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authorities, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, "The size and scale of disasters have changed and the responses must change accordingly."
हम इस विधेयक के माध्यम से रिएक्टिव रिस्पॉन्स से प्रोएक्टिव रिस्क रिडक्शन की ओर जाना चाहते हैं। मैनुअल मॉनिटरिंग की जगह से एआई आधारित रियल टाइम मॉनिटरिंग की ओर जाना चाहते हैं और रेडियो पर चेतावनी की जगह सोशल मीडिया एप्स और मोबाइल की चेतावनी की ओर जाना चाहते हैं। गवर्नमेंट लेड रिस्पॉन्स की जगह मल्टी डायमेंशनल रिस्पॉन्स जिसमें सोसाइटी भी शामिल है, नागरिक भी शामिल है, उसकी ओर जाना चाहते हैं।
The Parliament also passed the Boilers Bill 2024 with the Lok Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill repeals the Boilers Act 1923 and seeks to provide for the regulation of boilers and safety of life and property of persons from the danger of explosions of steam boilers. The Rajya Sabha had already passed the bill in December last year. The legislation also provides for uniformity in registration and inspection during the manufacture and use of boilers in the country. The Lok Sabha has passed the Finance Bill 2025, incorporating 35 government amendments aimed at tariff rationalization and boosting domestic manufacturing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2025-26. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "The Finance Bill 2025 provides unprecedented tax relief to taxpayers and ease of doing business." Ms. Sitharaman said, under the new tax regime, there will be zero income tax up to the income of 12 lakh rupees. In Telangana, rescuers recovered one more body from the partially collapsed Srisailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel project in Agar Kurnool district after over a month. District Collector Badavath Santosh informed the media that the body was located during the search operation yesterday. With this, the total number of bodies found so far becomes two. The deceased has been identified as Manoj Kumar from Uttar Pradesh, who worked as an engineer from the contract firm of the tunnel project. It may be recalled that 8 persons, including 2 engineers, were trapped in the tunnel when it collapsed last month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and UN Secretary General's Special Envoy Julie Bishop held talks focusing on the fast unfolding situation in Myanmar yesterday. Bishop is currently on a visit to India. In April last year, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appointed Bishop as his special envoy on Myanmar. An appeals court has allowed the Trump administration to stop approving new refugees for entry into the US while a lawsuit proceeds over the president's executive order halting the nation's refugee admission system. However, refugees who were conditionally approved before President Donald Trump took office must still be processed under the order from a 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel. The judges allowed the Republican administration to suspend new approvals. Mr. Trump's order stated that the refugee program would be suspended because cities and communities had been strained by record levels of migration and lacked the capacity to absorb large numbers of migrants, particularly refugees. In wrestling, Indian wrestler Sunil Kumar won the bronze medal in the 87kg Greco-Roman bout of the Asian Championship in Amman, Jordan yesterday. In the bronze medal match, Sunil beat China's Jiang Zhenhuang after losing in the semifinals of the 87kg bout in the continental tournament. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Gujarat Titans by 11 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 244 set by Kings, Titans made 232 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Punjab Kings posted 243 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Shreyas Iyer was the top scorer for the visitors, who made unbeaten 97. He was declared player of the match. Today, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Kolkata Knight Riders in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. That is the end of this news bulletin.